Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, Umayn. it's been a long time, Baruch Hashem. I've been working on myself. I've been learning Torah. I've been steiging away, trying to take a break from all the social media, if I'm being honest. Like, I know that I had the 2-month Instagram break, and then we put the account back on. But if I'm being honest with you guys, like, social media is such a toxic place, and I'm so done with it. Like, I'm obviously still going to be posting videos and things and, you know, podcasts in the future. But the reason why it's been a little bit inconsistent, it hasn't been inconsistent, but mainly the podcast is just because I've been trying to just really work on myself. I do want a future in this. I do want to be helping people and inspiring people for the rest of my life. But at the same time, if I want to be a good vessel to give, I need to start to build up my own vessel, and that's what I've been doing. I've been just working on learning Torah every day, being consistent with minyanim, learning a lot of hilchot lashon hara, emunah, bitachon, etc. So that's really, really what I've been up to, and it's like 100% as much as that. I'm really not one of these guys that, you know, Baruch Hashem, this past year and a half has been incredible, and my account really took off, and everywhere I go in the street, people recognize me. And things of that nature. I'm really not one of these people that's trying to soak up fame or do it for this cause. I my video's gone around for just posting about God and His name and Hashem. And really, my main goal from the beginning was just to get people to make tshuva. And obviously, I want the page to grow and to reach millions of followers and to have people really getting inspired. And I don't look at it as like, oh, look at my numbers. I look at it like, oh, you see how many numbers this is and how many views? That's how many people got inspired. It comes from the bottom of my heart, you know, and it's so pure. And I was actually reading in the Chafetz Chaim that the words that we speak is the quill of the heart, and obviously tears are the sweat of the heart, but etc. I really do this from the bottom of my heart, and that's just like a quick short update for you guys. I want to talk about something today that I've been working on personally, and it's so important because it happens to us at every moment of the day, and it's connected to the Chafetz Chaim, which is the importance of our words. It's the importance of our words, like David HaMelech says, "Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chaim u'evim yamim le'otov nesu l'shuncha mera u'sfatecha medaber mima." Who is the person that wants life? A person that watches his mouth from speaking bad. Now, when we talk about lashon hara for a second, lashon hara is not just something that means like, oh, like the typical example, oh, don't speak bad about someone. Lashon hara is so much more, it's so much more powerful than that. Lashon hara is also speaking good, like, not the definition, but I'm saying part of it, it goes hand in hand, is using your mouth to say good things. And I was actually, like, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a coworker who you might think in your head, this person is annoying. And you'll never say anything, and you'll work with the guy or the girl for 10, 15 years, and you'll never ever say the person's annoying. But the second that you go to the third coworker and say, you know, he or she is annoying, you suddenly you put that thought out of your mouth into reality, and now the angels come and they chotem, they sign on it. Everything that we say has so much power. And to give you an example, like, imagine I trust you with all the money of America, and you suddenly transfer everything to China, boom, you lost it all. And one little mistake, one press of a button, that's what Lashon Hara is about. We think that our little words are small, but in reality, we're making such massive shifts in the world and changing things because we have the power. If Hashem created us too physical, we'd be no better than animals. Even if He created us too spiritual, we'd be no better than angels. We have a perfect balance of being in the physical and the spiritual and trying to bring one into the other. And our mouth has so much power that we have to be really careful. And what did I really want to touch on today? The importance of kind words and the importance of saying nice things. Rav Avigdor Miller writes, what is someone with a lev tov, with a good heart? Someone that's constantly trying to put Torah thoughts into his head. Now, we have to understand something. Each and every single person has a good side and a not so pretty side. I don't like the word bad. I don't like to use negative words in general. But let's just say, you know, for the sake of this podcast /shiur, that we have a bad side of us. We need to constantly focus on bringing out the good side nonstop. And that's the people who are dating in relationships, especially in marriages, etc., in business. We have to constantly not be cheap with our words. So a really big piece of Lashon Hara, believe it or not, is actually fighting with yourself to say nice things. You know how hard it is to say something nice to someone, to say that nice compliment and to expect it back, or to say something nice and to actually say the real thought of what you wanted to say, like, you know, for example, you know, mommy, Abba, whatever, I really appreciate and love you for everything that you do. And to just say the small things, the things that we tell people, it becomes, you know, written on their mind forever, and especially throughout the day. Why would you want to tell a person something that's not nice and have that be on their mind? We have the power with our words to tell the person that we're dating, or our parents, or our family, or even a random person on the street, you know, just a compliment, and to make them feel like, wow, look at how this person thinks about me. You can literally go to, like, you can literally go on a date, for example, and not give the girl a compliment about how she looks, or not give her a compliment if you're further into the dating about, you know, how much you just appreciate her, or appreciate how Hashem put her in your life, and etc. And she'll never know if you never say it. It's not implied. Nice things aren't implied. You have to say these nice things. Now, I'm not telling you to go and be all flirty, chas v'shalom. We're not talking in that kind of a manner. But in a very respectful, polite way, you know, thank you so much for this thing that you did, or I think you look amazing today. Like, you know, the girl puts in time for her outfit, and she puts her whole day, she's thinking about seeing you that night, that date. She's putting effort and time into it and preparing for it mentally, spiritually, physically, etc. So, like, you know, when you give that compliment, it's like, wow, he noticed it. Or when you give that compliment of something more psychological, it's like, wow, he noticed it. He notices my small efforts. And as Rav Yaakov Landau says, if you take a bow and arrow, every centimeter you pull that arrow back, it goes an extra 20, 30 feet forward. So every little thing that we do that we think is small is actually huge. Every small compliment, every small effort, every small thing, especially to the, I know we're talking a lot about dating, but for some reason Hashem's putting it in my mind, maybe someone has to hear it. You know, guys, if you're going on dates, open the door. Open the door always. You know, open the door for the car, open the door for the restaurant, wherever you're going. Always think about her. Ask if she wants water. You know, be polite. Ask if she wants something to drink, if she's, you know, hungry, etc. And if you know her better, above asking, you know, just go do it. You know, go buy her that drink and just give it to her. She'll appreciate your effort, even if she's not even thirsty. If you go to a restaurant, pull up her chair, let her sit down first. Like, you know, you have to really be a gentleman and to show who you really are, and not to chas v'shalom gain your head and be scared, should I do it, should I not? If you have a good thought, go do that thought. Just go for it right away. And that really trickles down into everything in life. We have to show people who we really are, and to really express ourselves, not to have any sort of miscommunication, God forbid. Especially now in this generation where, you know, who doesn't want, you know, that affirmation or validation, or just to feel with words that they're worth something. Do you know how far words can go? You can literally come to someone and just by the way you speak to them, it could change their entire worlds. That famous story that I love to say in Sefer HaChinuch, where you had a man that got married to a woman, and this man wasn't intelligent at all, far from it. And every single day his wife would tell him, you're going to be the Gdol Ador one day. And he ended up becoming the Gdol Ador because his wife instilled that into him every day. And really, 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 without making this such a long message, I want everyone who's listening to this to really go and not to just do this for today. This is something that you have to do for the rest of your life. You have to make yourself a person that always says nice words and always says nice things and always is looking to compliment and is looking to say something nice. And even sometimes if you wake up in a bad mood and you're not so with it, like, you know, you have to create that momentum. You know, especially for me, I live in Brooklyn, New York over here, and sometimes you wake up on a Monday, Tuesday, any day of the week, you feel this like intensity in the air, everyone's running, doing things. Like, you don't have to follow the crowd and run around like a rat. You know, no one's telling you to do that. You can easily go. Let's say you go get coffee. Thank you for the coffee. Tastes amazing. You don't know what you did for that Starbucks, I don't know, Dunkin' Donuts worker. You don't know what you did to that person. Not many people take the coffee and complain. Not many people take the coffee and don't say anything. Thank you for the coffee. Yeah, boom. Thank you. You know, this is the best coffee I ever had. Lie. Or Victor Miller says, better a positive lie than a negative truth. Lie to people, even if it's not the best coffee. Who cares? It's just the coffee. What does it mean at the end of the day? You know, you go to work, compliment the workers around you. Wow, today you look sharp, you know, Mr. XX, whatever. Look amazing. I appreciate the work you've been doing, the hustle you've been doing for the company. Lie to people, because even if it's not true, they're going to say, wow, look, someone noticed me. I want to go be this person. Same thing in relationships. If you're married, dating, just say how you feel about these people and express and look for the good things to say and focus on the good things at any cost. And you know something? Even if you're lying, it's going to end up becoming true. If you tell someone a compliment and this person doesn't see that in themselves, they're going to end up saying, you know, if he sees it in, or she sees it in me, I want to see it in myself too. And I'm going to start to bring it out of myself. Words change everything. Saying nice things to people can literally change reality. I'm not talking about, like, you don't need 100 million therapists and pills and drugs and etc. All different sorts of things. Just nice, kind words. And you want to talk about being a religious person, being a spiritual person, being close to Hashem. Exactly what's coming out of your mouth is showing the world your relationship with your Creator. If you are speaking nice things to people, it is showing that you have a good relationship with Hashem. Because you are Ezeum Chubad Mechaberet HaBeriyot, who is a respectful person, someone that respects Hashem's creations. When you go to God's children and you respect them with your words and you bring them up, the opposite. You know what you're doing in Shamayim? Oh, you don't even know what you're doing. You're creating worlds upon worlds with your kind words. How many people, Chas v'Shalom, you know, don't use their words properly? How many people destroy people with their words? And you have people that are downtrodden, being up from life, only because someone didn't make them feel good with their words. And I'm telling you, me, Jonathan Ben Shimol, some random guy that I think you're the best person ever. Why? You know what it means that you clicked on the podcast to listen? You're trying to grow and become a better person. And for some reason, you think that I can help you with that. I'm trying my best. But you know how amazing that is? When you click play on that podcast, you know what you're doing in Shamayim? Even if you're not there yet, it's fine. You know, you're showing Hashem, look, I want to become better, so I'm going to listen to this. I want to become closer to you, so I'm going to listen to this. It's incredible. And you should all really give yourself a pat on the back and a hug yourself and applause, everything, whatever you could think of to make yourself, you know, feel appreciated. Do it, because you really, really are. You just came closer to Hashem another inch and another inch and another inch. And I really think, you know, metukim devash v'nofet sofim, you're all so sweet like honey. All the people that are listening to this, and even if you're not listening to this, all of Am Yisrael is so sweet, and it's such a diamond. And sometimes we have to come to the diamond and sweep it off a little bit, and to remind that diamond of its true value. And really, I love each and every single one of you unconditionally. And I don't think that I'm better or any or less or etc. I really think that we're all here trying to grow, and I think that, you know, for whatever reason, some people may think I'm inspiring or whatever, but I really think that you guys are inspiring for listening to this and giving me, you know, someone to hear my thoughts and my words of chizuk. And that gives me inspiration too. You know, when people come up in the street and say, I love your videos, it changed my life, I started keeping Shabbat, I started doing this, I started doing that, I started learning, I started guarding my eyes. You don't know what it does for me to say, like, wow, someone heard something that I said and started to, it's incredible. And you know, I really don't think that any of this is me. I think Hashem is flowing through me, and I'm just a vessel to be there for people for Hashem to use to flow through me. And that's really where I got to in my own personal life. And like I said, I'm not trying to use these things to boast or to show off. I'm just trying to show you guys the lesson that I'm trying my best to say nice words to people and to really just let it flow. And when I have a positive thought, not just to think it, but to say it, and it's changing people's lives. And you could do the same thing. You can go make your own Chizuk page, and you could become 100 times bigger than me. I bless you, and I'll never be jealous. And, like, you know, go do that. I'll support you. I'll teach you how to edit your videos. It's actually funny, because there's a guy on Instagram. His name is Jonathan Modab or something. If he's listening to this, shout out. He has, like, he has a page where he started to interview rabbis. He's from Israel, and his name is Jonathan too. It's really funny. He's interviewing Rav Igal, you know, Rav Snirguera, all these big important speakers in Israel, and interviewing them. It's really cute to see, you know, inspiring the next wave of inspiration. So it makes me really happy. It warms my heart. But you don't understand, guys. We're all connected. We're all one nation. And when it comes down to it, I know some of us may be in business or maybe in school, maybe figuring it out. One way or another, we're all in this together. And whatever we're worrying about, it's probably not that important at the end of the day, because Hashem's going to fix it regardless. And the constant avodah in life, the constant effort and the constant work and what we're striving towards is really just to clear our mind of all the nonsense and to let Hashem and to let ourselves to be a channel for Hashem to flow through. And you'll see, the more you trust Hashem, the more I'll take care of you. You know, every time you want to spend money, don't think about it twice. Just spend it. It's Hashem's money. It's not yours. Every time you want to say something, just let it flow. Say the nice things. Say the nice things constantly. Let it flow through you. Whenever you want to do something nice, don't think about it or don't ask the other person, should I do it for you? No, just do it. Just use yourself to do good, and you're going to see how the people in your life, they're going to say, wow, like who is this person? I don't recognize him or her anymore. It's incredible. Look how nice they became. Look how much, and then just do it from the bottom of your heart. That's really like the highest level of this. That's like the epitome of the human being, to just use yourself to give unconditionally and to expect nothing in return. And how do you do that? By just starting to give. And you're going to see, you're going to grow throughout your life. That's the biggest blessing that I could give anybody, is to give and to give and to give unconditionally and to really, really expect nothing in return. And that can go into every detail of your life. When it comes to Shabbat, buy things on the daily basis. Buy your mama random flowers, you know. The girl you're dating, buy her flowers. Buy everyone flowers. Give out flowers. I am making a flower stand and you can all have it because I love all of you unconditionally. You don't know what you're doing to people. You're changing their life. How many people, if you would just come to them in the street and to give them a nice word, it would change their day, it would change their week, and that would end up changing their life. You could literally create a Baal Tshuva from that. All it takes is one nice word. And that's really my blessing, and that's really the message that I wanted to share today, randomly, on this beautiful Monday, right before Shavuot. And you know, perfect timing, because what got us to the 49th level of Tuma and Mitzrayim was very well connected with our words, and what got us to this level of Kedusha and to receiving Matan Torah, it's all connected to the words. And you can see time and time again throughout the Torah, throughout the prophecies, throughout the Gemara, you see how powerful words are and how far they go. And really, my blessing, and we'll end with this, is for each and every single person listening and who's not listening and who's a part of Am Yisrael, is to be a channel for Hashem to flow through. And how do you do that? You let go of everything from this world. You forgive everyone that ever hurt you. You say in Kriyat Shema Lamita every night, Kol mi she'ichis oti ve'iknit oti, everyone that ever angered me or hurt me, you forgive. Ha'ani mochel, I'm mechila. Because you're able to finally say, you know what? It's not that important. Hashem sent that in my life to test me and to become closer to Him. And that's really what it's all about. When you're close to Hashem, you have everything in your life. And don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. When you have a good relationship with Hashem and you're serving Him at your own pace, at your own timing, you don't know what you're doing in Shamayim. You're literally creating so much goodness in the world, and Hashem is so proud of you. And you know, I hope and bless that each and every single one of us could feel Hashem's kisses and hugs. And to someone who's never felt it, I hope you feel it soon. You don't know what it means to feel a kiss and a hug from Hashem when you try to do something to serve Him and to make Him and to make Him, to show Him that He's your priority. You'll feel His kisses and hugs throughout your life, throughout your day. You're gonna see things work out in miraculous ways. You're gonna say, "Wow, I could have never expected this to happen on my own." And that comes when you let go of this world. You let go of everything, and you just use yourself as a vessel to serve Hashem better. And it should really be spoken about more. But it's not just the learning Torah. It's not just the sitting and the learning. It's amazing. It's the best thing you could do. Limud Torah keneged kulam. But guys and girls, when we're not learning, we have to start to speak nicely to people and to start to use our mouth and to start to use the mouth that Hashem gave us, rather, to bring people up and to build them and to help them to conquer and to become great. It all starts with the speech. When you tell someone something, you're forever stamping in their mind this idea of them. And chas v'shalom, to even tell someone, oh, you're spoiled, or you're lazy, or you look like a slob today, like all these mean things that even with your close friends, you know, you guys kind of joke around sometimes, you're creating these bad vibes, these low vibrations. And even if you're a part of a friend group like that, try it out, you know, come to them today and say, you know, I love you guys, I appreciate you guys. And even if they laugh at you, let them laugh. If they laugh too much, cut them off. No, I'm kidding. But what's it called? Start to say nice things to people. What do you have to lose? This is what this world's all about. Come to your friends, and if you guys don't have the best relationship, start to fix that relationship by saying nice things. You don't know how many times I've seen in my life where I told a few certain people, why do you speak to him that way? You know, try to change how you speak. You know, he's your cousin, he's your friend, he's your this, he's your that, he's your family member. Bring him up. Say nice things to him or her, etc. Countless times. And I've seen how I've seen in my own life how I knew two people and they would joke around with each other, even in basketball and sports, whatever, you know, the things that are harmless, those things really hurt people. And you can see how in the second that these two people started to talk to each other nicely, they became so close, and they felt so good, and they felt so healthy and happy and comfortable. You don't know what you're doing when you start to say nice things to someone. At every opportunity in life, there's never an excuse to say something mean, to say something not nice, and to joke and to belittle someone. That's Lashon Hara, by the way. That's using your Lashon in a rot way. So B'rat Hashem, we should all be aware of this, and we should all strive to say nice things at every given moment, and to never ever think, oh, well, I look like this, I look like that. It's not true. Think about what Hashem thinks about, and if Hashem wants you to do it all the time, then that's the right way to go about things. Start to give less, and honestly, no value to people's opinions, and all of the value to Hashem's opinion. And if this is what Hashem wants, which is 100% what He wants, Hashem, I want what You want. And with that, we should be able to use our mouth the proper way and to come closer to Him. I love you all. Have a great day.